When KUOW started the Ask a series, the hope was to foster civil conversations between people divided by political leaning, religious belief, gender orientation, citizenship status, and other fault lines. The experiment has achieved that hope. The conversations are civil, but that doesn't mean they aren't difficult. In this discussion, you'll hear Beatrice, a 16-year-old high school student concerned about gun violence in schools, and Sharon, a woman committed to gun rights and self-defense. They met at our Ask a Gun Owner event.
Something that I really enjoyed hearing from you was just your perspective and specifically kind of how almost our facts didn't exactly align in terms of like what policies we believed, you know, would be effective. Mm-hmm. Specifically for me, it's like I'm a high schooler. When I was in elementary school, Newtown, the Sandy Hook shooting happened, and now I'm in high school, and the Parkland shooting happened. And I'm just wondering, to revisit a question we were talking about earlier, from my perspective, any gun control measure that would keep, you know, an AR-15, for instance, out of the hand of a bad person would make me feel safer in my school. Why is that not the solution for making me feel safer going to school?
A couple things. One, safe is not something to look at. Security is the issue. And for somebody who is a criminal, they're going to violate that security no matter what. And they already are violating those laws. So you have individuals who are already prohibited possessors, who own firearms that most law enforcement agencies don't even have either. And when you've got individuals who flagrantly ignore the law or break the law, no new law is going to stop them. Unfortunately, after you graduate from high school, the world is very dark. It's mm-hmm. not a very pleasant place. There are individuals who will try to hurt you. And there's been a mantra that's been repeated many times on television and in the movies that all you need to do is dial 911. 911 is not there for you. 911 is there to clean up the mess once it's done and over with. The best thing I can say is learn to protect yourself. Don't depend on somebody else to be there to protect you, because they may not be there. It seems cold, but when you're talking to somebody who's been a rape victim, who has been assaulted, by the time you call the police, that person is already gone. Mm-hmm. And what can you do to prevent that from happening? There is no way to secure everything down.
Well, I mean, I think it's been really informative today to see a wide range of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
In that, like, gun owner doesn't just mean, like, one thing.
Yes.
It means something to everybody. But at the same time, you know, I came here wanting to learn more as, like, somebody that's pushing for gun control laws, learn more about how we can reach kind of common ground and how we can get those kinds of laws through Congress so that, like, as I was saying, I can literally feel safer in schools. So I guess it's a little disheartening that there's such disagreement and that there's at the same time not really like a common ground that can be found.
On some parts, there's not. There really isn't, because the firearm owners have given up a lot. And when one looks at what's been done over the last almost 100 years of how much has been infringed upon the Second Amendment, on the ability to defend yourself from criminals and from somebody who wants to do you harm, the restrictions have really are appalling.
You just heard from Beatrice and Sharon, participants in our Ask a Gun Owner event at the Hillman City Collaboratory on March 31st. For KUOW, I'm Sonia Harris.